This is a tape of the very first episode of what was then called The New Price is Right.
Sammy Flournoy, stand up. Paul Levine, stand up.
Did you hear that? The announcer said, Paul Levine, stand up. For the first week of the show, the famous line, come on down, wasn't used until all the contestants were announced. But the producers soon realized they could generate more audience excitement if they brought the contestants down one at a time.
Rochelle, Jeffrey, Johnson, come on down!
But why do people get so excited about The Price is Right? David Schwartz is a television historian for the Game Show Network. He says most game shows carefully screen contestants well in advance of taping. Not so with The Price is Right.
You never know on any given day who the contestants are going to be because they're chosen from the people who show up for that particular program.
People like Stephanie Bartlett. The Newfoundlander visited Bob Barker Studios in California 2 years ago.
I won a catamaran and a motor scooter.
Bartlett says the key to getting chosen to appear on the show is to tell the producer how excited you are.
Well, when he asked where I was from, I said, I'm from Canada, baby! I'm here for Spring Break 2005! And I guess he liked my excitement and enthusiasm.
Bartlett says 2 years later, people often don't believe she was on The Price is Right until she shows them the tape. Here she is, getting a little emotional, watching herself winning her prizes.
Light up that prize! You got it right on your nose!
It's that kind of emotion that drives the show, and there are countless examples of it. Here's a guy named Michael, about to spin the big wheel for a chance at $1,000. His girlfriend Rosie is in the audience.
Michael wanted to say something.
Rosie, will you marry me?
Rosie, are you serious?
Yes.
Now, we're having a proposal. Look!
It's moments like these that keep millions of people tuned in. But there are some people watching for a completely different reason. People like economics professor Paul Healy. He wrote a paper on The Price is Right and even recreated the game show in his laboratory. Healy says he's particularly interested in the game where each contestant guesses the price of a product.
$1,200.
In this game, the person who bids closest to the retail price without going over it wins. That means if one player bids $400 and the next player bids $401, the first player can only win if the price is exactly $400. Healy says that puts the last bidder at a distinct advantage.
The fourth bidder, the guy who moves last, he has an obvious choice. He can either cut off one of the previous bidders or bid a dollar. No matter how you model this game mathematically, he should choose one of those four options.
But Healy says contestants only do that 50% of the time.
We suspect that people aren't cutting each other off because they have some sort of norm of fairness, and so they're concerned about damaging the payoff of another person in the show.
But Healy says that spirit of fairness quickly disappears once a few contestants start using the cutoff strategy. Soon after, almost everyone is playing as cutthroat as possible. But winning isn't everything, as most viewers of the show will attest. It's all about meeting Bob Barker.
You're Bob!
I'm Bob!
I'm Larry! I'm here with you! I don't believe this!
For CBC Radio, I'm Blair Sanderson.